92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The fast food industry is struggling to get on board with recycling. Think about the daily volume of burger and chicken wrappers, french fry containers, and soft drink cups that go into landfill every day. Now multiply that by all the other countries that are doing the same thing. It's a huge problem, and it's time for some innovation and brilliant ideas. Something called the Renewal Carbon News Magazine, which apparently is a thing, reports that a company called Rastel in Finland has begun working with a Burger King chain over there to introduce a new type of fast food packaging that can be reused and recycled. What they're doing now is giving customers reusable cups, which they put in a special collection bin in the restaurant when they're done. They claim that these new cups can be used 200 times and then sent to be fully recycled. Now, I read this article twice, and there's a couple of things I don't get. First of all, restaurants here in America, and I assume in all the other countries, are pushing takeout so hard. So what do you do with the cup if you're not in the restaurant to return it? And second, there's no indication of what the cleaning and sterilization process is between customer uses. I'm not sure I want to use a cup that someone else has used. I mean, look, I know we do it with glassware and forks and plates in higher quality restaurants, but I don't know. The Rastel people say that these new cups are the first step to mitigate the negative climate and environmental impacts related to single-use and oil-based plastics. They're trying this out for 2 months this summer at a bunch of test restaurants over in Finland, and if it goes well, all the Burger King restaurants in Finland will be using these cups in the fall. But I'm not sure they've really thought this through.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.